Hey guys, it's Eric RPG and I'm here with another review for you. This time it's Death's Gambit Afterlife, which is an expanded version of the original PC and PS4 release, which was planned for other consoles, like the Xbox and Switch, but because of all the feedback they received, it took some time until it released now, and on with the review. This game is Metroidvania Souls clone, but the problem is when it initially launched, it was kind of half-baked, and that's why it was critically panned, and there weren't a whole lot of Metroidvania elements, and the Dark Souls elements were also kind of lacking, which is why I can tell you that there's a lot more exploration elements, since, like, you can get double jump, and ground pound, and air dash, through different means other than going to some odd branch of a skill tree within a certain class. And the levels have actually been redesigned to reflect this. And your strength weapons scale strength and such like that. And bosses have been reworked to be less annoying and more balanced. And it's just, I can't understand why they released the game the way they did back when it originally launched, but I'm very much glad that they fixed all these things. But there are a couple things that still need some tweaking. For like one, in the Switch version, the text size is pretty small. This might be true of the other versions as well, but strangely enough, if you play it in portable mode, it becomes large enough to be legible. But it's a problem if you're playing dock mode. They should have scaled it better and allow some text options. Maybe, like, with some further feedback, they can fix this, provide more accessibility options for people. Because I had a hard time reading some of that text on the dock mode. But, I'm sure the game will keep more vibrant on the Switch OLED that comes out next week, or if you're listening to it this, after, well, when check it out, I guess, if you're willing to pay extra money for that. Or, if you already have one, then you might give this game a go that you wouldn't have otherwise. And that goes true for those who played the original or were less than impressed. You might be glad you waited till now to play it. But, other than that, I'd give this game 8 out of 10. And if you're a fan of Metroidvanias, you should definitely check it out. But that's all for now. See you guys later. Bye-bye.